Okay, today's daf is Erevin Yerushalmi Davav. And we are on Hey Amabez, and we get up to the second Mishnah in the Masechta, but a little bit later on Amabez. But first we have Hey Amabez, the discussion of Tzuras HaPesach. This Gemara appears in the Bavli on Daf Yud Aleph, and here it is here on Hey Amabez. So we are up to about a little more than halfway down. It says the Gemara, Abba Barhuna Amar. Tzuras HaPesach She'amru. So we've discussed Lechi, Korah, Tzuras HaPesach, Delis. There are four different ways to close up an area. You could put a Lechi, as we've said, which is a vertical post. You have a Korah, which is a horizontal post. We spoke last time about maybe a Chatzer needs something even stronger than a Lechi, as we mentioned from that Chuvas HaRashba, that the more private, if people use it for more private activities, you need to make it more private. Then you have Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is, as we're about to see, two side posts and a lintel on top, right? And then you have a door, right? Those are four ways to close off. So we said that if you have a mavui, sasum, only open on one side, so we say you can put either a lechi or a korah. If you have a mavui, mefulash, open on both sides, so then we said you put a lechi or a korah on one side and you need to serve a pesach on the other side. If you have, we've said, let's say you have a mavui that has a rishus harabim on both sides, right, so that we said in the last year that maybe even in terms of Pesach is not good enough. You need a door. You need a door. Maybe a door that's open and closed sometimes. That's what the Bavli said. Maybe you need a door that's closed. Right. That's even more chamor. But either way, so the Abba Bar Huna says Tzuras HaPesach She'amru Konami Kan Vigemi Al Gabehen. So what does Abba Bar Huna say? You have the Tzuras HaPesach, the two side posts, and a gemi on top. Rav Yana, we'll get back to that lashon. Rav Yana, Rav Yishmael, B'shem Rav Shimon, Lakish, Tzir, V'kan Tzir. No, you need something more than a Tzuras HaPesach, what we call. You need something more than Kan Mikan, V'kan Mikan, V'kan Al Gabehen. But you need some type of hinge. Some type of hinge. You don't need the actual door, but you need something that would hold the door. A hinge, the hinge socket, right? Lo ye mechusar el adelis. As long as the only thing missing is the door, right, so that would be, that is what is needed. So this is a higher standard of what a Tzuras HaPesach requires. Let's just continue, I guess, a little more. Then we'll talk about this. Tani Reb Chiya, Ketan Matir Rishus HaRabim, how are you Matir Rishus HaRabim, as we just described? If you have a Mavui in between two Rishus HaRabims, right, you have the Chatzers that go into a Mavui, and the Mavui doesn't only up, isn't Sasum, closed on one side, but it's open on both sides. So Ketan Matir Rishus HaRabim, Reb Yehuda Omer, Lechi Mikan V'Lechi Mikan, Korah Mikan V'Korah Mikan. So Reb Yehuda says, you can put a Lechi on either side or a Korah on either side. This is Reb Yehuda L'Shitaso. If you remember, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if you have, let's say, an overpass, we have the case of the Kesharim HaMefulashin, you have the bridge going over the street. So he says, really, you say Pitikra, you're at Visosim, and therefore it's kind of enclosed. So therefore you just need the Lechis and the Korahs on side. We don't pass in that way. V'cham Omrim, Lechi V'Korah Mikan, V'osis Yeros Pesach Mikan. As we said, if you have a Mavui Mefulash, if it's open on both sides, they need to close it with a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and not just a Lechi and a Korah. Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, again, Sir Uben, or Vakan Sir, Lo Yeh Mechusar L'Delas, as long as it's just missing a door, a regular Tzuras HaPesach is not good enough, you need to have everything, you even had to have the hinge, but just not the door. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Kuma Rabbi Zira, Amar Le'ema B'yadcha, so Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zira, Nu, what's your Mesorah? What's biyatcha? What do you have in your hand? What the definition of a Tzuras HaPesach is? Shabbi Ila, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tzuras HaPesach, Sha'amru, Kan Mikan, 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 V'Gemi Al Gabehem. Meaning you don't need the hinge thing, right? You just need the two side posts and the Korah on top. Good. There is two important discussions, at least two, that we could have. So the fact that he uses the Lashon of Gemi here, a reed on top, that kind of shows that there's no minimum strength to the top of a Tzuras HaPesach. Even though, as we'll see, there is a minimum strength for a Korah. Let's say I'm closing off a Mavui with a Korah with a horizontal plank. That has to be strong enough to hold a half a brick, as we'll see. Has to be strong. There's a minimum shear that is required. But for the Korah on top of the two side posts to make the Tzuras HaPesach, There is no minimum, and that's why I use the Lashon of Gemi. That's the Lashon here, it's used. If you look in the Bavli, when the Bavli says the Lashon of Tzuras HaPesach, as I said, on Daf Yud Aleph, here, it's kind of a kana al gabehen. Doesn't use the Lashon of Gemi, so it's not as a befeirus, but the Rishonim pick up on this. If you look in the Rashba, there on Daf Yud Aleph, the Rashba in Erevin, Kasvu Betosvas, he quotes this from a Tosfos that we don't have. Shadavar misupak al ezes sha'alu im al ruuya lakabal deles o al tzricha heker tzir v'kivan delo yadin and mai as linen lachumra the tzricha shadei bria lakabal deles v'tzricha heker tzir. So he says he quotes a Tosfos that says your tzuras apesach has to be strong on top. Strong enough to hold the door. Avo Rabbeinu Alfasi zal nirish apir shaheker tzir to samachlei. Valkarcha chish belahi vahi. Umistaver debein alzu bein alzu tekanamikan agabeim mashba sheeno yichol lakabel shum delas. You don't need it strong enough to hold any door. Ubi Yerushalmi matzasi shimachlokes shnuya beirushim elokah shmi Rabbi Yochanan. He quotes our Yerushalmi that we just had in Tzuras HaPesach with just a gemi al gabehen or strong enough you have a hinge. But even the plug there, Rabbi Yochanan, Shlakishi, Kaimalank, Rabbi Yochanan, that we would be Mekel. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, there's no minimum. There's no minimum for what we require, right? Even a flimsy, Tzuras HaPesach is good enough. If you look in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, says, Imari Tzuras HaPesach, Yud Aleph, Shin Samach Beis Yud Aleph, Ma'u Tzuras HaPesach, Kanamikan, al gabayim. Right, and this is what Tzuras HaPesach, that's what we use for our Erevs, what we call it. Right, you have two side posts, and then you have the string on top, v'kana al gabayim. Afilu, einu no gabayim. We'll get to that even if it's not touching them, aliyish b'nim, kama amos, ubavachi, gova, hakanim, shemikan, v'shemikan, asura tfachim, as long as the kana is 10 tfachim high, that's ki'ilu, a doorway. The yiu mechuvanim keneged kanah elyon, and they have to be under the string or the reed or the piece of wood that goes on top of it, right? The doorway, right? Because that's how doorways are. You have the doorway on top of the string. V'mchiber hakanah elyon lishnei hakanim ola echan mehem min hatzad. We'll get to that. If the string is not on the top but it's on the side, min hatzad lo mahani, no good. That's not a doorway. So if you have a string on the side of the post, it's no good. It has to be on top. V'kana al gabehen. V'tzorak shi akadim shebitzadim chazokim lekabodels kol shehu. The side post have to be somewhat strong. Afilu shokash o shokanim. Somewhat enough to hold a door made out of straw. Meaning any little. It doesn't have to be so strong. Like a metal pole. Right? That's good enough. Avokana shal gabon sagi bekol shehu. But the kana that goes on top, there's no minimum. Anything, afilu gemi mahani. Even a reed, where does the Shulchan get that lashon from? From our Yerushalmi. The gemi al gabayan. Right? So the side posts have to be a little bit, strong and, taut, but the top, it doesn't have to be, there's no minimum. It has to be there. It has to be there. But this is the, Shulchan Aruch. Just once we say kan al gabayan, let's talk about another important halacha, and that is it says minatzad is pasul. Right, if the string is on the top, it's one of the things that a person they check with an Erev. If it's not on the top anymore, it has to be on top. Vida says the Mishnah Berura, the Taz is Mekel Minatzad. The Masha Mekel Hataz Afilu Aso Minatzad. Im Aso Begova Hakana Bishove Im Hakana Mamish She'ein Hakana Ha'omed Bole Lamala Minachevel. Kala achronim, right, even though the Taz says it's minatzad is okay as long as it's even on top. That's good enough. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, all the achronim are cholik on him. Cholik ala v'sirelo debina shiachevel al gabe hakanim mamish. It's gotta be on top. The im, and then we have a big sugya called tachuv. What about tachuv? Imagine, and this happens very lamaisa with certain telephone lines. If you have a telephone line or a string on top, fine, that's kosher. If you have it on the side, it's pasul. What if you have a string that goes through the pole? They somehow drill a hole and they put a wire through the pole. So is that called minatzad or is that called on top? It's on top of plenty of pole, but there's more pole on top of it. So is it a din that it has to be on top of the pole, period? Or it has to be on top of some pole, but it could go through. So that is a big discussion. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Prima Gadim is Mesupik. V'im hakaneh shalamala tochev in hakaneh lakaneh, shenech haksas bakaneh kein she'osim ha'umnin, v'akaneh ma'otfim lamala agav hakaneh, mistapik ha'prima gadim u'metzadim ezel ha'achmir. The Prima says the Prima Gadim is mistapik. If you look in the, Rabbi Jachter has a sefer on Erev, walking the line. So he quotes this sugya of tachuv. And again, many utility poles are used, do tachuv, and we generally rely on, if it fits the Erev requirements, you don't have to have a Tzuras HaPesach that is built lishma, right? You could use the telephone poles as long as it fits. If you have telephone poles with the wires on the side, no good. But if it's on top, so he quotes, the Mishnah Berurah notes that the Prima Gadim was uncertain. On the other hand, Shlomo Kluger, the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Tzvi Pesach, all say that Tzuras HaPesach, that this Tzuras HaPesach of tachuv can be used. As long as the horizontal pole passes through the vertical poles at a point higher than 10 tvachim off the ground, which means you have a lechi under a 10 tvachim, the portion of the vertical pole that is above the horizontal pole is ignored. The issue has not been resolved. Some rabbis advise to try to be lechachila lemaisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that tachiv is undoubtedly acceptable. He quotes from the different sefer, the other sefer in English, the laws of Erev. He says, how unfortunate it is for the laws of Erev to state that tachuv is not used in normative Erev construction. This statement is shocking, considering that the following posts can permit reliance on tachuv. Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Shlomo Kluger, Chuvas Marsham, the Chazon Ish, Divri Malkiel, Nefesh Chai, Yossi Pesach, Chalkas Yaakov, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. That's a lot. And he says Rav Shechter, Rav Willig, and Rav Zachariah Ben Shlomo all permit relying on tachuv in a community Erev. So again, but this is again, there are so those that, there are some poskim that are against, but again, this is if one wants to have a higher standard, that's what it is. And then he quotes a machlokas. Rav Shechter assumes that tachuv is only if the bolt enters and leaves the pole in the same straight line as the wire leading into it. Rabbi Willig, though, believes that tachuv is acceptable even if the bolt does not run in a straight line along the wire. But again, this is a very lamaisa, a huge issue of expense and tercha in terms of knowing whether this would be relied on. But this is the sugya of, again, it should be on top. Alatzad is no good except for the taz that if it's equal. And what about tachuv if it goes through? And we're talking about goes through all the way up. So that is the discussion that we just had. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan, I try to read you that Aruch HaShulchan, that the Aruch HaShulchan is matir. So he says here in Shin Samach Beis, Davar Pashutu, Shemakane Shalgabeh and Munach Bahakan Bihakane, Shemikan Vishemikan, Avavi Sha'od Harbe Bolton Akanim, Shemikan Vishemikan Lamalami Akane, Ma Ichbat Lanu, Masha Boltim Od Lamala Lamala. Right? Why should I make a difference? So there's more pole? Is it a din of this? Sometimes you have think of it, I don't know if he quotes it, but you have a doorway. Imagine a doorway. But above the doorway, often you have more wall. The doorway doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling. You have more wall. The sides of the doorposts, goes through, it keeps going. That doesn't undermine the fact that it's a door. Okay, fine. So we just had a machlokes in the Gemara about Tzuras HaPesach, whether Tzuras HaPesach just needs what we paskin, or it also needs like a hinge. It needs like a door hinge. It doesn't mean a door, but you might need a door hinge, which shows more that it's a doorway. So that was a machlokas. So we're about to connect this to the upper machlokas that we did yesterday, and that is, could a Tzuras HaPesach close off an area even wider than 10 amos? So our Mishnah says yes. Our Mishnah says, Beferish, yes. Right, back to our Mishnah. The Gemara quoted it yesterday, that even if it's Yesh, a Tzuras HaPesach, Avishu Racham Yasra Amos in a Tzurach Lamai. Right, a Tzuras HaPesach, you could close off even wider than 10 amos. Rav argued. Remember, Rav's son was learning and Rav stuck his head out the window and said, no, that's not the halacha. And he says, oh, should I not teach the Mishnah? He's like, no, teach the Mishnah, but tell him it's wrong. Tell him we don't paskin that way. Right? So we had a machlokas up above about whether it closes off an area of more than 10 amos. So now the Gemara is about to connect these two machlokos, whether it has to be with a hinge or even wider than 10 amos. So Amar Rabbi Yosa, Rabbanan Dahacha Kedaitun, Rabbanan Tamar Kedaitun, the rabbis of over here, meaning the Eretz Yisrael rabbis, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yirmiyah, who are Lachumra, hold like their Shita, and the Rabbanan from over there, meaning Rev Abba Brev Huna, and Rev Zeira, who are Bavel, Rabbanan, who are Lakula Kedaitun, Rabbanan de Taman, the Rabbanan from over there, meaning from Bavel, Dinan Amrin Surah Pesach Shah Mukana Mikan 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 Vigamayal Gabehon. Right, they hold that it could be very flimsy on top, even just to read Viinun Amrin Leskain. They'll hold Leskain, meaning the Mishnah's wrong. Leskain, like that was the Rebbe's lashon about the Mishnah. They'll hold that Mishnah's wrong, meaning because it's such a flimsy Torah Sefesach on top, that's exactly why it cannot close off more than 10 amos. Right? Yeah, that's their lishitasos. For Rabbanan Dahacha, but the rabbis from over here, Rish Lakish and the others from Eretz Yisrael, Dinan Amrin Tzir Uben Kansir, right? They, Lo Yei Mechusar El Adeles, they hold that, no, you need something more. You need like a door hinge. So, V'inan Amrin Diskin, they'll hold that the Mishnah's right. Meaning, because it's more of a serious, Tzuras HaPesach, with a strong pole on top. That's why it will be allowed for even more than ten amas. Interestingly, that in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin Lakula both. Right? Not like this Yerushalmi. We paskin that it could be flimsy, and it can be even more than, wider than ten amas. That's what we paskin in, again, the Shulchan Aruch here, in Shin Samach Beis, in Yud, and Yud Aleph. If you look in Yud, the sif before we just said, in Masa Tzuras HaPesach, Afilu Lepirtza Yaseira Me Eser Mutter. Even wider than ten is going to be Mutter. Afilu Lo Naatz Ela Arba Kundesin. Ba'arba ruchos. Even if you just put four poles around a certain area, v'asa tzuras ha'pesach al gabehen, and you put a tzuras ha'pesach, mutter, v'ani mil b'chazer mavi d'yishba d'yurin, not in a bika. Okay, but that's what we hold. Weiter. Chananya ben Achi Reb Yeshua Omer, Beit Shammai Omrim, Deles Mikan. Now we're back to the discussion of the mavi between two rishos harabim. That's what we started with on the Amud Beis previous daf. So what is Rabbi Chananya, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, says, according to Beis Shammai, Delas Mikan, Delas Mikan. You have to put a door on each side. Kshumachnis, Umotzi, Noel. And when you leave, when you go in and out, you got to close it. Meaning Beis Shammai says, if you have a mavli between two rishis or abims, you need doors on both sides. Well, Beis Hillel Omrim, no. Delas Mikan, Vetzorza Pesach Mikan. Beis Hillel says, no. If you have a rishis rabim on both sides. In this case, you need a door on one side and a tzuras ha'pesach on the other side. Amar Shmuel, halacha chachananya achi Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, this brisa sounds like this discussion that a door is more than a doorway with a hinge, right? Because Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel says one side needs a door and one side needs a tzuras ha'pesach, but Rabbi Shammai says you need a door over here and then the door over here. It sounds like we're talking about doors, not just Source of Pesach with doors. But one second. If you say before, like we said before, according to one opinion, a Source of Pesach needs the hinge, so doesn't that basically, would that be any different than an actual door? So, v'lo dahi kadmaisa, how could Beis Hillel say you need a door over here and a Source of Pesach over here? If Source of Pesach requires a hinge, isn't that the same thing as a door? So, doesn't this brisa prove that you don't need a hinge on the door way? Because if you needed to hinge on the doorway, it would be the same thing as the door. The Gemara answers, no. Amar Rebbe Ba, Ayde Delas Huninol. No, an actual door can be different. Right? There can be three levels. There can be just a plain Tzuras HaPesach. You could be a Tzuras HaPesach which requires a door hinge, according to some, and then you can have an actual door. So therefore, there's no raya against that shita. Hori Rav Acha Bahahin to Ovet Tzuras HaPesach. Rebbe Acha Paskin, by those who ate Tzuras HaPesach, Shehu Tzarech Likanis. Before we do that for a second, just one other I want to say. So we find other places that doors are required, not just door hinges. Look at the Rambam Menuchas Mezuzah. The Rambam says, this is the Rambam's putting all everything together. The Rambam says in Perek Shishi of Hilchas Mezuzah, there are 10 conditions of Mezuzah that you would require a Mezuzah Mida Oraisa. Asor tznam yesh bebayis ve'achar kach yischayev hador bo lasos lo mezuzah v'yimchaser tznai echad mehen pater from mezuzah. If you're missing one, then pater from mezuzah. The conditions are, says the Rambam, asor tznam yesh bebayis ve'achar kach yischayev hador bo lasos lo mezuzah v'yimchaser tznai echad mehen pater from mezuzah. If you're missing one of the conditions, there's no chiyuv of mezuzah. So what is it? Arba amos. You need an area of 4x4 amos. Oh yes, sir. That's interesting. Right, midaraisa. A lot of rooms are not 4x4 amos, according to the Rambam. Shielo shtei mezuzas, two side posts. Shielo mashkov, and you have one across. V'tielo tikra, it needs a roof. A roof, according to the Rambam. That's also, what if you have a gate, a doorway outside the gate? V'yielo delasos, it needs doors. That's the Rambam shita. Doors, not just a doorway. According to the Rambam, you need doors. The question is, where does he get this from? This is the Rambam. V'yei gova hashara asara tvachamo yeser, it has to be at least 10 tvachamai. V'yei base chol, it has to be a secular room, so to speak, meaning not a shul, not a base medrash. V'yei asui l'diras adam, made for human residence. V'asui l'diras kavid, v'asui l'diras keva. Right, all of those, and the Rambam goes through each of those requirements. Okay, so you see sometimes doorways and doors are different. We continue. Says the Gemara. If you're going to use a Tzuras HaPesach in the to matir something, shutzarach likanes lefnim me'arba amos, right? Says the Gemara that you have to make it within, not right by the doorway. You have to do it within 4 amos from the front of the from the front of the mavui. Right, if you look in Rav Chaim Kadievsky, umishem da'ad dalet amos pa'amim shenitchakim sham b'nei rishos arabim. Why? Because sometimes the people of the street, it gets a little squishy, and they like go into the mavui. And as we said before, the rabim of the rishos arabim would ruin your etzuras hapesach. That's what we said. Asi rabim v'atli mechitzta. And therefore, says the Rav Acha, when you make your etzuras hapesach at the edge of your mavui, between that and the street, you have to make it further in, 4 amos inside recessed inside the mavui. Because if you put it at the edge and then the rabim goes into it, then it kind of ruins it. So you got to put it 4 amos in. Rabbi Avon Hori Kahin, Rabbi Avon also held like that. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chizda, you say those hayotzes because they are mavui. What about, as we said, you have the mavui, you put a horizontal pole, right? Korah says the Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chizda. What if you have pegs sticking outside from the wall of the mavui into the street? Could you have the ledge? Could you have the korah there? Not right directly on top of the walls, but next to. So, you say this, Yosef, because they are mavui. Adam knows it, only that till korah, madras, a mavui. You can. As long as it's within 3 tvachim, as long as it's within 3 tvachim, lovewood, it's ki'ilu, it's on top of the mavui. Train amorin, chad amar, vehenchi ubrius kadela kabbalas a korah va'ari checha. 2 opinions. One holds that, as we'll see on tomorrow's Daf Bez Hashem, just like the Korah has a certain weight, a certain strength that it has to have, the pegs that are holding these Korahs also have to have that strength, because they have to have the strength to hold the Korahs and to hold the half bricks on top of them. Even if it's not strong enough, even if it's only strong enough to hold the Korah, that requirement doesn't go to the pegs. So Rabbi Zeir says, 1 second. So you have this korah that's right outside the mavui, but it's on top of Rishus Arabim. So tachas korah aser matras hamavui. Is that possible? This korah is going to matra the mavui, even though under this korah is aser. It's the street. You have this korah on the peg sticking out. So under it is the street. So does that work? Right? Is that says the Pnei Moshe? V'tama latzmacha hecha korah atzma matras hamavui. If you can't carry under it, how can it matra what's inside of it? And the Gemara says, what's the problem with that? Amar Avacha bar Ila v'lamalo. What's the problem with that? That's what Shmuel says about every mavui. V'lo ashkechanan kein al de Shmuel. Right? To Amar Shmuel, tachas akara aser matra es hamavui. Right? Shmuel says, always. That because Shmuel always says every mavui. Even if you have a mavui on the inside edge of the mavui shoots down. Shmuel holds it's mishum mechitza. So the inside of the mavui shoots down. So, under the mavui is always aser. Even if the mavui is inside, even if the korah is inside the mavui, it's still aser. So Shmuel always says that. So it's not so bad. Reb Zeir b'shem Shmuel, tachas korah ben alchaim nidon ve'kis kopa. Reb Zeir quotes Shmuel as follows. Under the korah, or next to a lechi, if you put the lechi, next to a lechi or under the korah, you treat it like an iskopa. What's an iskopa? Imagine if you have a doorway that the many have, let's say they have a, you go underneath this like vestibule before you get to the front door. So when you close the front door, you have this area that's surrounded by 3 sides. So what is that? What is that? So that's an iskopa. So Reb Zeir says, Shmuel treats under the korah like an iskopa. So what is an iskopa? So Reb Zeir boy, kahadi iskopa. Like which iskopa? Kiskopa mutara, so kiskopa asura. There are some iskopas that are mutter, they're considered like a rishus yachid, and some are that are usher. Like, what do you mean by saying that Shmuel holds us like an iskopa? Amar Reb Zeira, Adana Taman, Reb Zeira says, when I was still there, meaning in Bavel, Reb Zeira was one of the famous Olim in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara at the end of Ksupa says that his Rebbe didn't want him to go, and he had to hide the fact that he was making Aliyah. So, Ada Ana Tamam, while I was still there, Istrachili, I had this question. And Vekatzalika Slahacha, when I came here to Eretz Yisrael, Shamas Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Yochanan, I heard Rabbi Yochanan say, Iskopa, skip the next two words, Ve'ein Rechav Arba, if the Iskopa is not four tzvachim wide, meaning that little vestibule outside your front door, if it's not four tzvachim wide, then it's not a rishus b'fnei atzma, right? Less than four tzvachim, he said it's not a significant rishus. So then mutter lakan or mutter lakan, that is basically a makam tour. If it's a makam tour, then you can basically go from the inside of the house to that spot, from the outside to inside. Ubil vach lo yachlif, as we said earlier, as long as you don't, we said this in Masechah Shabbos, you can't midrabanan be machlif, put something from rishus harabim to the makam tour, and then makam tour to rishus hayachid. Midrabanan, that doesn't look good to try to use the makam tour. But that is, if it's less than four tzvachim, that is, this area. So the assumption is, under the Korah, it's less than four tzvachim. So it should be like treated like a makam tur, according to Shmuel. So Amar Rabbi Mana, Kumi Rabbi Yossi, Chamima Amar. Look what he just said. We're actually comparing, right? Lo Amar Ela B'Shein Sham Rochav Arba. So are we saying, like, under the Korah, what if you have a wide Korah? Right? This is only if it's less than four tzvachim. Avam Yesham Rochav Arba Asura. You should say then, that if you really want it to be parallel to this iskopa, then would you really hold that if the korah is four tefachim wide, then it would be like an iskopa ha'asura, because it's his own significant, rishus, and therefore it's not a makom ptur? So he says, no. Because if it's four tefachim wide, you have a different reason to matir it. If it's less than four tefachim wide under the korah, said it's like this iskopa, it's not his own rishus, it's a makom ptur. If it's four tefachim wide, then it's like a roof. Armaleva hadahi amaltera, then that would be even better. Right, ila maltra shema ina muteres. Right, if you have that four tefachim wide, that's like a board. That's for sure mutter. We said earlier, right? If you look in the year of Chaykadiyaski, ilu yesh bekora arba, ina b'din kora, ina b'din tikra. That's a roof. That's not just a board. So it'd be mutter b'manavsha. So according to this version of Shmuel matters. If it's less than four tefachim, because it's a makam tur. If it's four tvachim, it's because it's a tikra, and we say pi tikra, yored, visosim. That's a different than the earlier version of Shmuel, where Shmuel says it's usser under the tikra. There's a lot to talk about with Reb Zeira, but we'll continue right now. Rebbe Zeira, that Rebbe Zeira was a later, Amora, but this Rebbe Zeira is a Tana. Rebbe Zeira, Amar Shmuel, Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Zeira says, Shmuel and Rebbe Yochanan debated this. Shmuel, Amar, Tachas, Akara, usser, Rebbe Yochanan, Amar, mutter. Right, Rabbi Yochanan holds mutter. Why, under the Korah is mutter? Because Rabbi Yochanan must hold that it's the outer edge of the Korah that shoots down. Imaginary. And therefore, under the Korah would be mutter. Hakol modim al bein l'chayayim sha'asr. Even though everybody agrees that next to a lechi is more chamor. Next to a lechi would be asr. Question is why that would be. Be more chamor, because maybe there's less of, more of a chashash, they might come to carry out. But Tani came, and the Brisa supports this. Mavi ha'asui l'chayayim l'chayayim, if you have a mavi that use lechis on the edges, im yesh bein zu lezu. But this l'chayayim l'chayayim means the walls of the mavi. Let's say, again, you have a mavi, an alleyway that goes to the street. The sides of the mavi, next to the wall, you set up lechis. You set up lechis along the side wall. So the question is that okay? So the Gemara says, "Im yesh bein zu lezu arba tefachim, batal la'chitzon." If you set up lechis, maybe it's a nice design. If there are four tefachim between all the lechis, then fine. Then the only lechi that's important is the outer one. That's matir the mavui, and therefore good. You could carry up until that point. The imlav, but if the lechis are within four tefachim of each other, according to this Tana, lavud is four, not three. But if the lechis are within four, then basically they're all viewed as one big lechi, and you're only allowed to carry up until the inner most lechi, because that's, we said, you can't carry next to the lechi. So if they're all within four tefachim of each other, v'im la metal tanan pedimi, you can only go up to the inner one. Rabbanan tekesar b'shem Rabbi Akiv, Rav Ukva b'shein achitzon odef. That's only true if they're all the same size. None of them stick out more than the other ones into the area of the mavui. Avalam haya achitzon odef. Let's say they're all within four tefachim of each other, but the outer edge one is a little wider. So it's clear that one is different than Metaltel Nachitzon. Then even if you say Lavud, you can steal Metaltel. Why? Says the Karbana Eda, right across from where we are. Avagav Damina Lavud, even though we hold of Lavud, we call Makom, Kivachu Nikar La'atzmo, says it's Nikar, and that's what the whole point of the Lechi is, Niyu Hamatir Vashar Nechshavim Kamavui. Right, and therefore you can go by the outer one, as long as it's Nikar, that it's something separate. Okay. Says the second Mishnah in Maseches Erevin. Remember, the first Tosfos was an Erevin asked, why isn't this the first Mishnah? This is telling us the basic din and not the second Mishnah. Okay, because we want to start off with a parallel to the Mishnah in Sukkah. Hechshir Amavui, how do you machshir Amavui that you could carry within it? Beishamay Omrim Lechi Vekora. Beishamay says you need both, horizontal and a vertical. Beisela Omrim, what we hold, O Lechi O Kora. Rabbi Elazar Omer Lechayayim, you need two Lechis. We'll see in the Gemara, who's he commenting on? Mishur Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Talmud Echa, Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. There was a Talmud that quoted Rabbi Shmuel in front of Rabbi Akiva. Lonech Lebeshama Beisila, Al Mavishu Pasuach Me'arba. The Beisila Beshama don't argue about a Mavui whose doorway, which is less than four Amos, Shu Obalechi Obakora. Less than four Amos is one or the other, according to everybody. Yalman Echlaku, Al Rochav Me'arba Amos, Vadeser Amos. Right, the Machlok is between four and ten. Shebeshama Omer Lechi Vikoro, Beisila Omer Olechi Okora. That's where there's a machlokas. And Rabbi Kiva begged to differ. Amar Rabbi Kiva, alzev alzen echlu. No, there's a machlokas, even less than four amos, is the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Period. Hechsher, mavi v'chulu, ma l'chayayim. When Rabbi Elazar says you need two, who is he going according to? L'chayayim v'kora ke Beis Shammai, is he saying that Beis Shammai not only requires a lechi and a korah, he requires two lechis and a korah? Or l'chayayim v'lo korah ke Beis Hillel? Or is he saying according to Beis Hillel? No, Beis Hillel holds two lechis. Korah doesn't work. Unclear. And then Shlosha Kareb Yosi, when we're gonna have the Chesel Mabez, we're gonna have Reb Yosi who says how wide they have to be. The Lechis, is there any width, minimum width? So the Tanakama there on Chesel Mabez says no minimum, Kol Shehu. Reb Yosi says they have to be three tvachim wide. So when Rabbi Elazar says you need two, is there a minimum width for that? Shlosha Kareb Yosi, that it has to be a certain width? Or kol shuk rabbanan, or is it any amount like the rabbanan? So nishpinim and adal. Let's at least answer one of the questions. Ma'aser shalach Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Yosi ben Perura Talmido. One time he went to his Talmud to Ovlin. The hareyu mavui echad v'hoi bo alechi echad bavad. He showed him a mavui which only had one lechi. Amar lo aselo lechayim. So he told his Talmud, what's going on here? Put two lechis. Amar lo umad amar li lesotmo. What are you telling me to close it up? You want me to make so many adjustments to close it up? Amalo Yisasim, yes. Close it up. And the question about the Gersos here, but one of the Gersos on the side is Umar Raya La Shabbos Bekach. Right? What are you bringing me a Raya from Hilchas Shabbos to hear? Right? That there's no hecker for Rishus HaYachid here. Right? What did that mean? He was upset. He said, yes, close it up. So what do you see from here? His lashon to his Rebbe was, what are you telling me to close the whole thing up? If the lechis had no minimum width, then he wouldn't use that lashon. He wasn't closing it up. The fact that he used the lashon of telling me to close it up by putting two lechis, it must be that there's a minimum width. Hada amra shlosha k'Reb Yosi. It must be that he means a minimum of three, like Reb Yosi says in the Mishnah on Daf Ches. Itamar kol shehu, because if it's a kol shehu k'rabanan, kol shehu so same. With two lechis that are kol shehu width, would that be called so same? And therefore, that must be a raya, at least to the second question. That he's going like Reb Yosi and not like the Rabbana. But we didn't answer the other question of whether he's in Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tani. Otherwise, we'll continue next time in Maseches Erevin.